Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the nation. Have a busy Cowboys 3 o'clock hour here for you. Krusty's Corners coming up in 20 minutes. And then the Brian Schottenheimer press conference about 3:45 right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Let's jump here into some C-note type of stuff. I love what Charles Robinson wrote about with the story here about the Cowboys being open for business and looking for a top-of-the-line player. There is a lot of interesting detail in just the way that he phrases a lot of these things. And Charles Robinson, one of the most respected NFL insiders, he's got multiple sources he's been talking to, Brian.
He is friends with the owner.
Okay, all right. Well, he reports that multiple sources across the league told him they believe Jones will be listening for a plus-size talent on the level of Trey Hendrickson or Jeffrey Simmons if Dallas is in the playoff hunt at the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL personnel source notes that a Pickens price point factors at the deadline in two ways. On one hand, the Cowboys commit to paying Pickens at a Higgins-level deal, which is 4-115. That might be low. It could push Dallas to sit pat at the deadline with the sensibility that it needs to use the draft capital to gain talent on cheap rookie contracts to balance out the cap issues. But if Jones feels like Pickens is now pricing himself out of an extension, it creates space to acquire a veteran in a trade now to maximize the remaining games with Pickens while opening up space to retain that veteran beyond 2025, since Pickens in that situation would be let go in free agency.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So that is interesting, especially with what Brian just told us.
I think you got to have tunnel vision with this, boys. I think you got to just look at this right now. I think you got this is all about the level that your quarterback is playing. And he has never been this consistent week in and week out playing at elite at the position. Best quarterback arguably in football right now. And the talent that you've got on offense, I just think you got to look at this thing and say, we got to live right now in the moment. We got to
go
for this thing.
Yes, this is the go-for-it time. And because Pickens is on such a cheap deal, it gives you that financial flexibility that you don't have to blow up the future of your salary cap. These opportunities are few and far between. Yeah. Like, we were talking about it Friday from Picklerverse, and we were talking about it Thursday in Rockwall as well at the Bearded Monkey. Like, but this adds a new element to it because we were talking about, do you want Pickens next year or do you want the money to help you pay for defensive players? In this situation, you get to have both of them for a limited time. I don't know how you could turn down that opportunity if you really want to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not living for the offseason and trying to plan ahead or whatever. You are in an arms race right now, and this is the time to capitalize on it. This is one of the things that we always get frustrated with them is like when you feel like you're kind of close and they don't do anything to really put you over the top.
Yeah.
And now is a great opportunity for that. Let the pick and stuff, the offseason, the contract, all that, let that play out the way it's going to play out.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm trying to put a quality defense, just a somewhat quality defense on the field to help assist the fact that we have a Super Bowl caliber offense right now.
Yeah.
In a league that is wide open.
And then when you get to the offseason, you know, whatever you decide on doing, you're going to have more than enough talent if you would make a couple of trades like this. I would be interested in the idea of franchise tagging George Pickens and trading him. I don't think getting a third in a comp pick would be good asset management at all. You either keep him and look to trade him later, or you try to work something out with the agent to get you better compensation back. But like you said, this is about 2025 and hopefully early 2026, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I don't think you play around with what's going on right now. You know, I don't know. I can't guarantee. I'd like to think that like this is Dak and who he is moving forward. But you can't guarantee health. You can't guarantee what the team looks like year to year. I think right now, the way this offense is constructed, you have Javonte Williams on a very cheap deal. Mm-hmm. You're getting tremendous production from Jake Ferguson. Your offensive line, I think, is just going to continue to get better as the season goes on. Now is the time to strike, and we'll worry about the financial ramifications going into the offseason.
Because it's the best offense we might have ever seen with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
That might be what we're looking at right now. And I know 2019 and 2021 and there were some really exciting years in there that Dak had sort of put himself in the MVP conversation, but this is different. And yesterday's win definitely buys you some time. And as long as you're 500 at the trade deadline, you got to win one of these next two games to be there. It really leaves everything on the table. The personnel source also noted that the conversation will be shaped by compensation. As it stands now, a league source who spoke with Yahoo put the trade value range of Hendrickson at a 2. That's the ceiling. A more reasonable basement of a third rounder and another later pick in the 5th or 6th round. As for Simmons, it remains to be seen if he's available. But I love the idea of going for a couple of players. Yeah, you put Simmons in there with what you got cooking with Clark and Thomas and Osa, and now you have 4 good defensive tackles playing there in the middle.
Your intent then is to sign Hendrickson, right?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
If you're trading for Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, if you're trading for him, is that your intent?
I don't have to.
Depends on what I'm giving up. I'm not going to give up a first-round pick for him and only have him for a rental.
2 for half the season?
A 2 for half the season?
Yeah, I'd do it. And if you don't want to pay him, I don't care, honestly. I mean, you look back, how many of these second-round picks have really hit for the Cowboys? Not a lot. And I'm not going to be upset about them for being aggressive and going for it. I'm really not. I mean, we can't speak out of both sides of our mouths and want them to be aggressive and make big moves. And when you think you have a team, and then when they do it, and let's say pick Hendrickson leaves, be upset about it and say and contradict ourselves and be hypocritical.
Sure.
And say, oh, well, what the hell? That was a stupid trade. Why'd you make it? You didn't keep the player. You know what? If you want to just make the move and know that there's no guarantee.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're keeping the player because you got decisions you need to make with Pickens. You don't know what's going to happen with Diggs and that contract. I'm fine with it.
Me too.
Because realistically, if you get all-pro level Trey Hendrickson on this defense right now, that really could be the difference of you possibly making a serious run with how good this offense is. This offense is not going to be easy to stop for any defense.
I agree with everything you said.
We got to see if the Bengals keep winning, though. Because
That injury he's got. I mean, is that
and the back
like a serious
issue.
Injury, or is that kind of we're being cautious because we might move him type of thing?
Well, and relative to that, I think you should look past Trey Hendrickson and go to Max Crosby with the Raiders.
See, that's what I would rather do, and I'm cool with giving up a 1 for that. Because he's a monster, still young enough, and you have him under control. Like, that would be the guy I would be trying to zero in on. He is a force of nature, two-way player, run defense, pass rush. he's an animal.
I mean, with Trey Hendrickson, you're getting kind of the same situation as Micah Parsons, where he's great, but can you play, against an offense that is wide open against those guys and be in an advantageous situation? Can you come from behind? If they're running the football at Trey Hendrickson, at Micah Parsons, I think they're mitigating what they do well. And, you know, Max Crosby is a guy that plays both incredibly well. And I don't think you can really overstate how important it is to get defensive linemen that can do both, especially in this NFL where the running games are as creative as they've ever been. And the emphasis is back on the run as much as it's ever been.
And this is one of those times, too, where it is a little bit frustrating that they come across like an organization that doesn't want to pick up the phone and make a move. Because you would love to see them go full CY and say, hey, we're going to go get our Aroldis Chapman right now a few weeks before the deadline. We're going to get aggressive. We want a guy. Let's go make a move right now and get Max Crosby in here for an extra couple of games as opposed to waiting until November.
Yeah, it does seem like the urgency is up. And while they continue to say publicly, you know, we're waiting for the right opportunity, I'm reading the tea leaves and what was reported over the weekend by national sources like Diana Russini and Charles Robinson that the Cowboys are looking at this more urgently. And I hope I'm right about that. But, you know, history has said they sort of wait for the right deal to come to them as opposed to them urgently addressing their weaknesses. And this offense just commands that you're willing to sacrifice a piece of the future. You know, the idea that you can build forward now and the future simultaneously in the NFL, that idea just does not apply.
And in all reality, like Walchuk, you alluded to, like they should be going all in on this time that you have with Dak.
Yeah.
You know, you should be thinking of this in like a 2 or 3 year window.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And if he's still healthy and balling at 36, 37,
great.
Then you're like, okay, that's great. But we can't count on that right
and
now.
And I try and make I know they like doing like 5 year deals, but I try and set up the Pickens deal like that too. Maybe it's a 3 year deal with George. And now you're not like locked in long term, but you're trying to marry that as close as you can for that trio, CD, Dak, and Pickens. And then after that, we'll evaluate other things.
I have an insane idea about the wide receivers in 2026. I'll get to that coming up at 4:20 here in the G-Bag Nation. 817 says Myles Garrett is the only way. That'd be awesome. Yeah, go get Myles Garrett if Cleveland... They had a pretty convincing win over the weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they got to play the Dolphins.
No, they got to play the Dolphins. Yeah, so, I mean, but that, you know, they're not in the playoffs, so I could easily see in a couple of weeks, you know, Cleveland looking at that and saying, are we committed to Myles Garrett or what's the best offer? But considering everything they went through in the offseason, I think you're going to have to blow them away, maybe just short of Micah Parsons' level compensation. Jerry was asked repeatedly if he knew what happened to Trayvon Diggs in the accident that resulted in a concussion. This is from the Twitter account of Joseph Hoyt, Morning News. He said Diggs told him a story of what happened, and quote, but a lot of times you're not the best viewer of what happened to you. So not quite sure, you know, what he means by that. But again, it's just further confirmation. They don't feel like they can trust Trayvon Diggs. I guess if you got a concussion, you know, things can be a little bit foggy up there. Todd Archer tweeting, speaking on the fan, Stephen Jones here, said Overshown's practice window will open this week, and it'll probably take the full allotted 3 weeks, which pegs November 17th at Las Vegas. Quote, I know he's fired up. I know the training staff is fired up. Overshown himself posted on his Twitter account, T-minus 21.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we've been talking about that was going to be their plan. They were going to take the full 3 weeks, and then maybe some practice time after that. Good to get that locked in.
Yeah, excited about him. Kind of excited about Shamar James and what he might be able to figure out here, because he has the athletic tools to be good linebacker. A couple more plays over the weekend. It's just like, holy cow, if this guy can get everything figured out and go where he needs to go consistently, he could be quite a weapon in there. Calvin Watkins wrote here as we go through the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening, because Krusty's Corner with Broaddus is coming up at 3:20, then the Shoddy Presser at 3:45. Cowboys look like contenders with the offense at full speed, firing on all cylinders. I don't know how you can put up that headline right now, and I know Calvin doesn't, you know, write the headlines. That's another person's job at the newspaper. But, you know, I just looked at that, and I was like, really? Is that what we're going to think? 7 days after one of the most embarrassing losses to Carolina.
Yeah.
3 weeks after losing to Chicago. I think I would rephrase it to Cowboys offense looks like a contender and the defense needs help. You know, defense must get a trade to to try to, you know, make sure you don't waste this offense is, would be the premise that I'd be looking for. Just a hell of an offensive performance. And it showed that that Lamb plus Pickens can equal absolutely unstoppable. You know, all the different things, and now you've genuinely got back to that very early Zeke time frame where it was legitimately pick your poison. And at that time, it was on the backs of Zeke and a very strong offensive line. Now it's scheme, an incredible passing game, and you know Javonte Williams having this resurgent year. You got to figure out a way this week. To set it up where, yeah, if you're 4-4-1 at the deadline, you're going to get a couple of massive impact players. And Simmons in an edge, at that point, I would believe they're as good as anybody in the NFC. Wouldn't you guys, if they made trades on that level?
Jeffrey Simmons on the interior, and then another edge who would, you're just assuming is immediately your best edge rusher the day he gets here.
Like a 15-sack-a-year guy plus Jeffrey Simmons. We're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's
going to... I'd love that.
That's going to go ahead and bolster your front seven in a huge way, and then you factor in the overshown return. All of a sudden, now you're cooking with gas. You would still love to have something in the back end, but maybe they're starting to... Maybe they're starting to find their footing a little bit there, and Eberflus with some of the adjustments or whatever, but... Yeah, just those two guys would make a ton of difference for this defense right now.
Yeah, yeah. And then I wanted to get in this story. Speaking of defense, I love the Kenneth Murray story in the morning news. Players often watch film, whether it's of themselves or their opponent, on their own, in addition to normal meetings. This past week, for the first time, Kenneth Murray led two player meetings with the entire defense. They watched film together and talked a lot beyond what they originally planned. There was a clear objective to it. You know, after they'd been struggling so much, they wanted to get on the same page. We've talked about how this defense lacks a leader, and sometimes as the new guy, it's difficult to step right into that role and be like, all right, guys, I got you. But maybe Kenneth Murray, who was known as a leader, collegiately and then up to his in his professional career, despite, you know, some performances that weren't always the best. It's awesome, you know, that they got a guy to do that. That would be the biggest thing. Like, we're having communication breakdowns. We're professional football players. We're getting paid a lot of money to do this. How are we not so embarrassed that we're getting together on a regular basis up to this point? You know, I think that really puts a spotlight on what the problems are in there, and hopefully Kenneth Murray was a big part of starting the process of getting that resolved. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3, the Fan, home of the Cowboys. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Buddy, where are you taking us?
Yeah, let's talk about how this one ended up. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.